This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven half the hour on the DJV program. Don't miss our podcast at DJVshow.com. Pithy information, comments, the focal point are the thoughts about what's going on in the world. Jennifer Horn is here with her thoughts on what's going on in the world. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen here to bring you a good day, starting with Jennifer's lead. We're all listening with bated breath, Jennifer.
Well, there's a new one in the race. There is a brand new Democrat who has jumped into the proverbial clown car of Democrats running in 2020 to take on President Trump. I think this makes 22 candidates now, and then there's one Republican. So 23 candidates in the race, 24 if you count President Trump. And, of course, that doesn't even begin to count all of the people who will run as independents and libertarians and Green Party. Steve Bullock is the latest. He is the 53-year-old governor of Montana. He is running for president. There is a diverse field of candidates taking shape. It's interesting to see, and I almost wonder if the timing on this was kind of a bummer to the Montana governor, because Joe Biden, once he entered the race, has kind of taken a lot of oxygen out for some of these candidates who don't have quite the brand name that Joe Biden does. But this is still open field. So Montana Governor Steve Bullock has jumped in. He's considered to be a moderate Democrat. They call him a moderate white guy, so there's not any of those running in the race.
Oh,
wink,
boy.
Wink. He's the fourth male candidate, starting with his last name starts with the letter B, so a lot of B's in the race. But little name recognition, I think. I studied this stuff. You know, this is like my job now to know who these people are. I had not heard of Governor Bullock, but apparently he thinks he can raise his brand awareness. He made an announcement on Twitter. He had a 3-minute announcement video. He talked about bipartisanship. He talked about fighting corruption. Then he also talked about his humble beginnings, being raised by a single mother in a family that struggled to get by. He's got a campaign launch rally this week, and then he goes on an 8-stop swing to Iowa through the weekend. So you'll be seeing more from Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana. How about that?
The people who live in Iowa and New Hampshire, their sport on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday, is going to rallies.
Why wouldn't you? You probably get a little swag and, you know, hang out.
Comes to town. We have a couple of stations in Montana, and he's a fairly popular, from what I gather, looking at some of the newsletters from the stations there, a fairly popular governor. So you see where it all shakes out. A lot of shaking, rattling, and rolling going on,
it's
as you
still
might
very
expect.
Early. That's, yeah, that's what people don't realize, is that the first debates will not be until the end of June. And this is, I don't know if you guys are aware how the debates are going to happen, but because there are so many candidates, the debates will happen in two nights. So there'll be one on, I think it's Tuesday, and one on Wednesday. Both will happen in Miami. They'll both happen at the same venue, which already to me means fatigue, I think, for people in Miami to go to two nights and for people to watch two nights. I think that could be problematic. But they didn't want to do what Republicans did in 2016, which was have, remember that pre-debate and like the big kids table? So the way they're going to get around that is do like an anonymous drawing. So you don't know who's going to be on what stage. Somebody might be on Tuesday. Somebody might be on Wednesday. And to qualify for the debates, you have to have, I think, 60,000 individual donations, or you have to be at a certain level of polling. There's several stipulations that you need to be to actually even qualify for the debate. And right now, several candidates, including people that we thought would be doing better, like Kirsten Gillibrand, are struggling to even qualify.
She's not even moving the needle. Yep.
She's not cracking an egg. And so they're struggling to just qualify to make it to this debate. And one of the things that Biden has done that a lot of people are stealing from him, using his idea, is he's selling, like, he's asking for dollar donations. If you look at his Twitter, you're going to see he's saying, you can support me for president by just donating $1. And a lot of other candidates are doing that because it doesn't matter how much people donate. You just need 60,000 individual donors or whatever it is that they have as the number to qualify you. So I could give somebody a nickel. They could count it as a campaign donation, and that would get them qualified. And so now a lot of those candidates are scrambling to that model, which is pretty smart because at least it gets you in the running for the first time around. People who don't make the debate stage are legitimately already out of the race before it even starts.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of discussion about diversity, how diverse the group is, women, people of color, that sort of thing. I'm beginning to become a little numb to this debate or this discussion.
You still have a year and a half.
Well, it isn't just on the national level. I see it here locally. We have a black mayor in Framingham, was elected a couple of years ago. Framingham, I've grown up in this community, lived in this community all my life. And one of the things that I was thankful for as a kid when I started learning about what diversity really was is that I was exposed to a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different lifestyles, a lot of different people, a lot of different experiences. And I thought it added well. Frankly, I think it adds well to my ability to converse with some degree of credibility what goes on. I don't live in that skin. I don't live in that place, but I have seen, shared, watched, experienced, and you can't really, it's the old deep spot where you don't really know somebody that you walk in their shoes, and it's not likely that we all can walk in somebody else's shoes. We can pay attention if we want to. It's that sort of thing. Do you really want to? You never get anybody to change by telling them you have to change. If you expose them to different ideas and you make it seem like it's a good thing to do, then you get somewhere. At least that's what I found in talking to people that work with me, the people who are my family. I think you come down on a heavy-handed way, and most of the time it doesn't work. And that's one of the things that I dislike about Trump. It's too heavy-handed sometimes. But that being said, the heavy hand of diversity and forcing it in many communities. And I go back to my own community here, hired a $100,000 team to come in and study diversity in the community. And the department heads were asked to talk about it, and the mayor has been agitating for a diversity officer. And what I've found is that since she's become the mayor, a lot of people have been hired to work in City Hall who don't have any competence. They just happen to look right or sound right, but they don't know what they're doing. So there's a fine line, and when I look at this report from these diversity officers who say, you know, there are many people, I've said this many times in the air, more Brazilians live in this community than any other place on the planet except in Brazil. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of Brazilians who moved in the last 40 years into Framingham because they found it to be a place where they could launch a career, start a business, whatever it is. And they have assimilated fairly well into the community. But in this particular report suggests that we don't have Brazilians in management positions. We have a lot of workers in the Department of Public Works or street department or whatever it is, but we don't have any managers. And what they fail to take into account, and this is no fault of ours in this community, you're going to blame somebody because it just happens there are no educated folks from this group who choose to go into other areas. So what we do, and this is what really bothers me about diversity and getting people to assimilate and to allow and encourage people of different colors, whatever the focus, is that you sometimes go too far in getting people into jobs before they're ready. And that's the case. I'm not speaking for any other community, any other town, any other state. I don't know from nothing about other places, but I think this is a danger that we find ourselves in. And then the conundrum is is it my responsibility, our responsibility to give them the opportunity, or is it their responsibility to take the initiative to go find the opportunity, go to school, learn how, if you want to be in government, then you take government courses, you major in government, and get involved. There are a lot of people, one of the young lady who is now our state representative has a person working for her who has gone to school and has a different background than many of the people. But it just, I saw this and I disliked what I read because it just assumes that just because you're different, you're qualified. And you aren't. And that's been the whole problem for the years when I was in college. There were many attempts to get more people of color into school because they hadn't had a chance. And that's swell as far as it goes. So our college admitted and did for a period of 10, 12 years admit more blacks, minorities, that sort of thing. They all flunked out.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate. What about the assumption that for almost all of our history, if you're the same, then you're qualified? I think that people have, I don't know, thought that rich white men who got into Harvard or something because of their parents, a lot of people have thought,
well, look at this whole business about these kids from these stars, Felicity Huffman and all these others. They got their kids in. These kids are dumb as a post. They have no business going to schools like that or being in the mix. You're right. It doesn't make a difference.
Just to bring this back to the conversation about 2020, I think what, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see Stacey Abrams, but Stacey Abrams yesterday was saying, look, people been floating me as a running mate to Joe Biden. Beto O'Rourke was floating her as a running mate over the weekend.
Like,
if I run, I want to run for the top prize. Well, I don't think you should, look down on being vice president. That's a pretty cool position in this country. So I take issue with her on that amongst many things, but these white guys are trying to check boxes because they're pandering to people. They think that someone is going to vote for someone that looks like them. Just give me the best candidate and let that flesh itself out. If that's a woman, if that's a man, if that's a gay man, if that's a bicultural woman, whatever it is, let the best candidates float to the top for their merits.
Anyway, 20, where are we? 18, 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word fork to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word fork to 246-810.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Three and change at the hour here. DJV time. Doug, Jen, Victoria with Shania Twain, who has been cast in the follow-up movie to I Can Only Imagine. Remember that last year? It was a big hit. Story about a kid who became a singer against all odds, in a manner of speaking. And so now there's a new movie called I Still Believe that follows his life a little bit further, and Shania Twain is going to play Terry Camp, the mother of the focal character Jeremy Camp. This is the story of this guy who's become a mega star in Christian music, and his journey.
This love. Song has crossed over to pop music too. That song that came from the movie's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought actually, I'm not big on some of these Christian movies, frankly, but I did like this movie quite a bit. I thought it was a good story, well done. He liked this kid a lot by the time the movie was over. I don't know, it's kind of a nice story. Gary Sinise is the father. Jeremy Camp is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, sold 5 million albums, toured 36 countries. He's received a number of accolades, including 4 certified gold albums, 2 American Music Award nominations, 38 number one songs. He was named number 2 in Billboard's Christian Artist of the Decade chart. I Still Believe will start production in Alabama later on this month, set for release next March. Project underscores Lionsgate. Lionsgate is a movie producer, and they have committed themselves to a lot of faith-based movies, pictures, that sort of thing. I remember Hacksaw Ridge and the movie The Shack. I actually quite like The Shack as well. What's her face? Olivia Spencer? What's her name? No, not
Octavia.
Octavia Spencer was in it. I liked that movie. I thought it was a good movie. So anyway,
Hacksaw Ridge was, I didn't see it, but that's the one where it was Andrew Garfield and I think Mel Gibson directed it, where he's the soldier who won't fight because of his religious beliefs, but he's like a medic or something. That was, by many accounts, was voted like best movie of the year 2 years ago.
Movie. Yeah, I didn't see it because I don't like to see all that shoot 'em up, but there's an art form here, and there's an audience for sure. I can only imagine earned more than $80 million worldwide last year, and the budget for movies like that is 10, 12, 14 million bucks. It's very cheap to make. So, good for Shania Twain, and good for the people putting that together. Up next, musically, Luke Combs celebrating a fan's end of his cancer treatment. He's involved right now, Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour is Luke Combs' occupation at the moment. He took a moment to celebrate one of his fans. The fan was Kylie Schwartz, a stage 4 cancer patient who recently finished proton therapy treatment after his concert on Sunday in Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater. When I started proton therapy treatment, I told my doctor I needed to be done before May 12th, and the doctor made it happen. That's what the patient said. I was beyond excited to see Luke Combs in concert. Schwartz didn't just catch Combs' show. Combs sent a makeup artist to his house to help her get glammed up before the concert. Her neighborhood also raised money for a limo to escort Schwartz and 4 friends to the show. And then after the show, Schwartz met Combs. She said, quote, he gave me the biggest hug, an even bigger hug when we left. He was extremely sweet, genuinely cared. Plus, his concert was amazing. And there is nowhere else I would rather have been than at Red Rocks. I'm so happy. Isn't that neat? She became the 4,000th patient to graduate from the Chicago Proton Center, making the end of her proton therapy treatment. She's going to continue chemotherapy in Colorado till the end of September. So we wish her well. A nice gesture by Luke Combs. 28 past the hour.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. There are no restrictions on what questions the committee can ask. Democrats say they're willing to include major parts of President Trump's $4.5 billion request for humanitarian and security needs along the border with Mexico, as a widely backed disaster aid bill seems to finally be breaking a partisan logjam in Congress. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants action on the measure.
I'm not going to send our members of either party home to these storm or flood ravaged states without some action, preferably a deal that the president will sign.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing El Solo Mio. Oh, Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of nature. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of nature. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Verbal protein for your brain. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're going to be focused on diversity at your home. And a little bit here on the DJV program. But in the meantime, Victoria is going to lead us down some pathway to courage.
Really? Well, it's just a trending story. It's not a pathway to courage. But a trending story that's happening right now is all about Steve Harvey. And he's gotten some bad news recently. NBC has canceled his daytime talk show that's just called Steve. And then they've just announced that he also will no longer be the host of NBC's Little Big Shots. And that is, of course, like that cute show with the kids.
Why?
Melissa, Sounds like there's a beef between Steve Harvey and NBC because they've wiped him off of their slate. And so Melissa McCarthy is going to replace him as the host of Little Big Shots. And the new Kelly Clarkson show, which is a daytime talk show, that will take over the Steve Harvey daytime talk show slot. So
has he got enough pooch to get him done independently? A lot of times this happens. If you've got enough hooch, you can get independent producers to do the show, whether it's his daytime.
I don't know that he could find. I don't know that there's a slot for it at this point because there are very few daytime talk show slots, and so to have the Kelly Clarkson show replace the Steve Harvey show. First of all, it's a big deal for her because there is a built-in audience there for it.
Yeah.
But the only thing that we're not sure of, and we're speculating behind the scenes here. We think that Steve Harvey is still going to be hosting Family Feud, but we're not sure. I haven't seen anything either way about it. But that would be a big mistake for Family Feud to get rid of him because, like Kara just said behind the scenes, he is synonymous with that show.
Now
at this
he
point.
Is. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he has.
He's had a tough reputation, though, lately. We had him on the show, Doug. I remember you liked him, and we thought he was great. But he had that reputation. Remember a few years ago, that letter came out where he said, don't look me in the face. Don't talk to me in the halls.
Staff,
I don't want
Right. I don't. Yeah. That's not easy being his staff, apparently.
Yeah. Well, listen, we all find whatever is supposed to survive does. That's the way the universe works. It just is what happens because it's supposed to, one way or another. I'll all have lessons to learn. Hopefully, I find him to be an attractive host. I like Family Feud more now than I ever. Every once in a while I get a chance to watch it. It's on in the early evening here. And if I'm home and doing something, I might have the television on. And actually, for me, the measure is, do you stop what you're doing to listen in or to watch? Like the radio program. Do you actually, when you're listening to somebody on the radio, like if this is a really good show and we're having a good conversation, you get to work. Do you stay in your car until we finish the conversation so you can hear the whole conversation? That's the mark of a good radio program, as is a television show. Do you not want to leave during even the commercial to go get some ice cream because you don't want to miss anything that happens when the commercial goes off and the television show comes back on again? That's the mark of a good show, I think, anyway. So as long as we're in the entertainment fold, here's the latest on Felicity Huffman, formerly pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the admissions scandal. She pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud. See, that's, we've been speculating about that. That's how they got her. She admitted to paying $15,000 to help her oldest daughter cheat on the SATs. She could face 20 years, but she's not going to get 20 years. I bet she's not even going to, she may go to jail for 4 months or something. What happens to people like that? They go to the country club jails, right?
And where the situation is.
Yeah. Why do we bother to send them to jail? Pay the penalty.
I think in this case, though, it's so high profile. I think that a judge or the prosecutors probably want to make an example of the Lori Loughlin and her husband.
She'll be out in 3 days because the prisons are so overcrowded. She's not going to sit in jail for 4 months.
No. Doris Day has died. That may not mean anything to the younger members of the audience, but for people who are around in the 40s and 50s, she was a very, very popular sort of female saloon singer in the 40s and 50s. First big hit was Sentimental Journey, recorded in 1945. She was the highest paid female singer in the world just a year or so after that. She was a huge box office draw in the 50s and 60s. She was in movies like Calamity Jane, The Touch of Mink, Pillow Talk, The Man Who Knew Too Much, big Alfred Hitchcock movie. She starred in The Doris Day Show on TV for 5 seasons, 68 to 73. She retired in the late 70s, dedicated a lot of her time to welfare. The work in Los Angeles, she was well known. Warren Eckstein worked with her a lot on animal rights issues.
I know her from animal stuff. I've donated to her. I follow the Doris Day Animal Foundation, and I've donated to that. They do a lot of really wonderful work.
What surprises me is, and she hid this well, but she was a big smoker. And the fact that she lived to be 97 is really pretty amazing under the circumstances, given what she was a spokesperson, I think, for Lucky Strike or something in the 50s. You know, you've smoked that stuff for a long time, and it's going to take its toll on you one way or another. So anyway, but what a legend. Her real name was very German. Von Koppelhoff or something like that was her, her name. Was very, yeah, very German. Our concern turns to your home in just a matter of moments. You're listening to the DJV program at 42 past the hour.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much to my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Unless required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged and remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within two bills. Applies new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes due at sale.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Emily Henderson is joining us now, the founder and driving force behind Emily Henderson Design, which is a big interior design firm. And a lot of people know her from the work she's done on television and radio. There is a very interesting reality here as a result of a Pew Research study, which finds more and more of us are choosing to lease our homes with a number higher than it's been in 50 years. Maybe there's something behind that. No matter whether you lease your home, you own your home, you want to make it your home, right? Your home.
That the old is expression. Right.
Your home is where your heart is. Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here to talk about how to help our listeners make their home dreamier and how easy it can be. It's the time of year when people are trying to spiff up their homes, painting outside projects if we never get rid of this rain. But just in general, spring is an exciting time because we like to we would like to feel good about where we live. So I understand that you are on the site of the Invitation Homes Make It a Home house in Atlanta. What's that all about?
Okay, so it's their first ever Invitation Homes Make It Home show house. So myself and a few other designers, we've taken each room and reimagined them, redesigned them with all of these lease-friendly, clever ideas and design tips. Because the whole thing is that, you know, you don't have to knock down a wall to really make a house feel like your home. You should feel settled. It should look like you and your family and your personality, regardless of whether you're leasing or owning. And so they have 80,000 homes across the United States, and 17 different markets are all upgraded and updated and good neighborhoods. But there's a real need for practical, lease-friendly design tips, and that's where I come in, and that's where the show house comes in.
So when you talk about lease home, describe more completely what it is. We know how it is to borrow money, pay the mortgage. What's the difference between owning a home and leasing? Leasing and renting, are they the same thing?
They are. I had the same question, and they are the same. They are the same thing. So, and I think that people are opting to lease or rent because there's the flexibility involved. There's kind of the shared economy. And when you get a beautiful home that you can lease, it's a little bit like, why not, especially in some markets. So I think that's why they're opting, but they still want design tips, right? They still want to come in and really make it their own.
Yeah, I think what happens, the reality is that it's harder, especially for younger people, to buy homes these days. And so leasing makes sense. And so does fixing up the home on a budget, which looks like kind of what you can do here. If we listen to some of your tips, I would like you to give us some ways to use what's available that isn't expensive to make your home feel like more of a home.
I am happy to do so. Okay, so my number one thing is that you really should infuse your house with your personality and your style. And I think that, you know, people, they go to a store and they want to buy all matching furniture because it's so easy and they know that it works. But often that's not really what they want it to look or feel like. So I really try and get people to at least look at some inspiration photos and get a general look and feel that they feel like they want to emulate in their house. But a lot of what I think is important to look for are things that are really personal to you and unique and one of a kind, because that is going to set your house apart from anybody else's. So in this house, what we did, everything, we're outside Atlanta right now, everything is from Atlanta. So we really like scoured the flea markets, and we went to the antique malls, and we found, for instance, our gallery wall, which, by the way, people are intimidated of art. They don't want to put holes in the wall, and at Invitation Homes that you can and you should, because art is a real opportunity for personality. So what we did, instead of going to a gallery and buying fancy art, we collected postcards and love letters and records and anything that is two-dimensional that means something to you. And this could obviously be an heirloom. You don't need to go to an antique mall, but we did for this case. And and put it in ready-made frames, and it really adds a ton of personality. It's a conversation piece, and obviously is something very special and unique to you. So I think that that's the biggest thing, is like, bring your personality into your home, and it helps you feel really settled, and it helps you feel like it's yours.
I'm really happy to hear you say that. I'm a farmer, a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have pictures of cows all over my house. And people come into my house and say, why is there a picture of a cow on your mantle instead of pictures of your family? So the cows are my
cows.
Personality. Exactly. All right. So if you want to learn more about this philosophy that Emily is espousing, go to invitationhomes.com/makeithome. That's invitationhomes.com/makeithome. Great job of explaining how this would work. It's a very comfortable feel to having you here. Thanks, Emily. Emily Henderson here on the DJB program at 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Doctor Time, as a fan of yours, Jack, Fred Garzarelli. He says, how do you do? He's from Vero Beach. Loves the program. Thank you, Fred. Good to have you on board. Yeah. Appreciate
good
your
morning, Fred.
Connection to us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, or facebook.com/ whatever. Connect. That's nice. We like to be, if you're doing something and you hear back from folks and people like it, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. So thank you, Fred. Have a wonderful day. Jack Stockwell is here, as is his want in life. He loves to share with us, and we love to have him share with us. Researchers working on the keto diet. This is something that a lot of people are getting onto. This sounded like a fad to me at first, the keto diet. It seemed like the diet of the year. Can it really help? Does it really help? Are people following it? And is it a fad, or is it something that ought to be around? Why didn't somebody come up with this a long time ago, Jack?
They did, Doug. And if you go back before the degenerative diseases started showing up, and we've talked about this before, 100 years ago, heart disease wasn't even in the top 10 killers of America. Mm-hmm. And cancer was ranked number 10. So what happened?
Years ago, a bullet or an arrow were the number one causes.
Well, accidental death for men 18 to 45, 100 years ago. Well, these are CDC numbers. accidental death was the number one cause of men from age 18 to 45. Mm-hmm. Now, this study out of the University of Alabama at Birmingham that was just published in the Journal of Nutrition said that a keto... Now, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's what we ate 100 years ago was essentially the keto diet, because our grocery stores were totally different than they were 100 years ago. There was far less processed foods, far less sugar and refined flour and everything that people ate. And they ate from the earth 100 years ago, so we didn't see these diseases. So that's essentially what the keto diet is. Low-carb vegetables, low-carb or low-sugar fruits, meat, poultry, eggs, nuts and seeds, raw dairy products, not pasteurized, and oils, especially extra virgin olive oil and some nut oils, coconut oil. So this study at the University of Alabama at Birmingham put 45 overweight or obese women with ovarian and endometrial cancer on this diet, and after 12 weeks, they had shed more body fat and had much lower insulin levels. Now, if women who are suffering from cancer, where they have a terrible metabolic imbalance anyway, is losing a lot of weight and much lower insulin levels, suffering from cancer on this diet, what would it do for the average person out there? That's why it's not a fad anymore. It's catching on everywhere. You limit your carbohydrate or your carbohydrate intake, and which is known to increase glucose and insulin, and that's the problem. Most America is running around with too much glucose, too much insulin in their systems. Insulin is a constant irritation to the cardiovascular system that's causing most of the atherosclerotic plaquing that we see going on out there. But when you use fat as your fuel source instead of sugar, you have a much more sustained release of energy. It starts burning up your own fat as well. It triggers that fat metabolism inside of you. And so we are moving away from a fad to an actual lifestyle with the keto diet.
Mm-hmm. Are you following it? Where'd Jack go?
Oh, I'm here.
All right. Did you hear what
I said? Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you following it?
For the most part, yes. That's why every time you come out here, I'm a little thinner than the last time you saw me.
That's right.
I'm getting rid of sugar. You know, and this isn't, you know, imagine a train going 100 miles an hour with 200 cars behind it loaded with coal. You don't turn that car around in 1 hour. You don't turn that thing around in 1 day. But you turn it around a track at a time. Click, 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 just a little bit here, a little bit there. Till finally you're turned in the other direction and you start burning fat.
Food for thought, if you will. Here's some more food for thought. Those of you who have aching joints, many of us, Jack is one and I'm another and you're another, we're all getting older. And as we get older, joint aches can sap the life right out of you every single day. If you ache more than you don't, time to do something about it, whether it's in your neck, your knees. Jack will fix your neck because he's an IRCA chiropractor. But your knees, your hands, your back, your shoulder, you need some relief. And that's what Sierrasil Joint Formula 14 will do for you. 14 days, you'll feel better or you get your money back. Start and stay with Joint Formula 14. It'll work. I found it 5-6 days. Your hips, everything works better. So if you have the aches and pains that hold you back, go to achefree.live and get the special DJV deal, $27.99 for a $39 regular process, regular purchase. Achefree.live for Sierrasil Joint Formula 14.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.